This episode, I'm going to be talking about what's in my bag. It's not some sort of weird game show where I have a bag full of things and you have to guess what I've got in my bag. No, it's the bag I take to work with me every day. All of my gadgety gear and tech kit that I take with me. I thought I'd just tell you about what I lug around with me. So I have a set of show notes with pictures of everything I take, and they'll be in the show notes for this episode. So every day I take to work a Quicksilver backpack with a Hacker Public Radio badge that Ken gave me at Odd Camp. So that's what I take with me every day to work. Subtly putting the message of HPR out there. And in that backpack I have my little netbook. So it's an Acer Aspire netbook. I can't remember the model of it now. ZG5, I believe. It ran a really rubbishy Linux distro, which I can't remember what it was called, but it just wasn't very good. So I put Ubuntu on there, and it's now quite happily running. I think 12.04. So that's really nice. I use that quite a bit. In fact, I've recorded a couple of episodes of HPR on it. I've also got my Kindle. I've got a Kindle 2. It was a present from my wife, and I've got loads of little books on there from O'Reilly. So that's always quite useful to carry your reference library with you. And it's got a few little proof of concept ebooks that I've been putting together on it as well. So I've been writing ebooks on Ubuntu and then publishing them onto my Kindle to see what they look like. So it's got some of those on as well. I have my CarPod iPod. It's a little green 4 gig iPod mini. I used to have a Kia Ceed, the car. It's a Kia Ceed. And it's probably my most favourite car I've ever driven because it was just amazing. And to add to the amazement, it had like a USB socket, so you could take a USB key, put your podcasts on it, plug your USB key into the Seed, into the Kia, and you could control and listen to your podcasts and, you know, skip to the next one, pause, you know, mute it, all that kind of stuff. It was great. But we changed cars to a Sia, and it doesn't have that option, or at least the model we have doesn't have that option. So again, my wife bought me this from Computer Exchanges. I've replaced the firmware on it with Rockbox, which is an open source alternative to Apple's horrible firmware. I believe it sort of sits on top of Apple's firmware. I don't know a lot about it, but it certainly feels a lot nicer to use a piece of software that I know I've got the freedom to go and look at the source and see how it works, rather than just hoping that it works the way I think it's going to work. And I've also got another iPod. This other one is I think it's a 30 gig iPod. It used to belong to my wife, but the screen got a little bit broken. We started to get some black lines on it and stuff. So she decided she was going to get a new one because she'd had it for some time, and to get it repaired was going to be pricey. So I acquired a second hand partly broken iPod again. That's now running Rockbox, and that's quite good. Saw a lot of songs on there as well. I've also got a 2 gig USB key. It's a Buffalo key. It came with a 1 terabyte drive I bought from Argos, I believe. Just one of those things. I decided I need some storage. Argos happened to have some 1 gig drives. That'll do. So it's empty, apart from two files. It has a file called ldlinux.sys, which I think is left over from the previous Linux install, and a picture of a cake that I was going to make when I left my last job. It's basically a riff on the keep calm and carry on. It's keep calm and Google it. So that was that's the USB key. It's only 2 gig, as I say. I don't really use it for a lot, but it's always nice to have it, particularly if you've got a netbook with not a lot of storage on it. I also have a conference folio. It's an A4 conference. I think it's a kind of plastic, leathery, I'm going to go with pleather, folio that I picked up from some conference sometime ages ago. It features the sort of decal and logo of a company called Opal Telecom, Telecoms Transformed. Now, Opal Telecoms was bought by TalkTalk, and currently the old web address, opal.co.uk, seems to redirect to opalsolutions.com, which apparently should be redirecting to TalkTalk, only that actually doesn't work. So at the moment, that website and the history of it seems obscured somehow. You can find it on the Wayback Machine. So you can find their wonderful website from like 2003 or whatever. It's not very good. Inside that folio, I have an Oxford pad. I just like the paper because it works well with the pen that I use, which is an Asda pen. I found these pens in Asda. I think there's 6 in a pack, 2 black, 2 blue, 1 red, 1 green, something like that. And they're amazing. I went through and I bought like 10 quid's worth of them. So you're never short of a pen in my house, and they're always these pens. I find them really easy to use. And usually, in addition to all that junk, I also have a mouse for my netbook, which is one of the side pockets, which when I was taking these photos originally, I forgot because I took it out to use it with my Raspberry Pi. So I'll see if I can get a photo of that and put that on there as well. Little Microsoft USB wireless mouse. It's a lot easier to use than the trackpad on the little netbook. So that's what I carry around in my bag. Not much in there really. Not a huge amount of technology. Some of it's pretty old, but I like reusing it because it's still got some life in it. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.